Exceptional Voice Incorporated presents Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice 2, Resonance. Recorded at Vocalize Music Studios, Denver, Colorado. Copyright 2006.
We're back!
We missed you.
We did indeed.
It's nice to have you again.
Yes, or at least talk to you.
As you know, on our first recording of this series, we emphasized finding your correct pitch using feminine articulation, phrasing, and pacing. Having this foundation sets the stage for this next level of your training. In this recording, Feminine Resonance, we'll focus almost exclusively on resonance.
Kathy, let's recap what resonance is and make sure we're all on the same page here.
Oh, Lynn, details,
oh,
details.
Come on. Remember, resonance literally means to sound again or to resound.
For example, think about the last time you sang in the shower. Recall the sound you enjoyed.
Singing in the rain. Oh, sing. Oh, Kathy, don't you just love Gene Kelly?
Singers.
Sing it. You do sing in the shower, don't you? Everybody does.
In your body, the vocal cords vibrate to create the initial sound, then reverberation occurs when that sound bounces off the walls of your throat, mouth, and tongue.
Yeah, just like the shower tiles, the songs you sing, whatever key you might be in, bounce off the tiles. Singing off the tiles, I'm
can't
singing
live with
off
can't
the tiles.
Can't live without them, but you've got to love them.
I hope so.
Our intention here is for you to understand the difference between the larger concept of resonance and the actual sense in your body, the internal sense of resonance you can learn to feel.
The problem is, as you probably observed or experienced from the first recording, you can speak in a feminine and female pitch range but still have a male-sounding voice. There's a lot more to it. Achieving a passable feminine voice is more than just pitch.
Size matters.
Oh my God, you thought those days were over, didn't you? Kathy, explain yourself.
Think about a saxophone versus a flute, a tuba versus a piccolo. The size of the instrument determines the timbre of the sound. There are deeper overtones, speaking scientifically, in the larger instruments. We're going to call these deep, resonant overtones, which are more characteristic of a male sound, like the tuba or saxophone. I'm singing in the rain.
Non-singers.
What we'll term the feminine ring is like the resonance of a flute or a piccolo.
Ooh, ooh.
Listen again. Listen carefully.
First, deep resonant overtones.
I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling.
Ooh, I'm happy again.
The sky's up above.
Sing. Oh, wait, Kathy, it's rolling. We better keep going.
This is a lot to think about.
And a lot to absorb. We'll come back to resonance in just a bit.
But first, let's talk about how loudness figures into your voice.
Many TS and TG women use a soft, breathy falsetto voice to try to sound feminine. A soft voice limits you. You have trouble being heard in noisy places like restaurants or when you're talking on your cell at parties.
Loudness or amplitude, is one of the elements will help you develop. So it becomes a part of your feminine voice, not just an imitation feminine voice, but your genuine feminine voice that's connected to the genuine feminine you.
Often, people default to a soft, breathy voice.
That's right, and all that sounds like is a man talking in a soft, breathy voice. And our goal is to help you achieve a strong, feminine voice.
Loudness and pitch are very closely related. When you need to project your voice, when commanding attention, when fending off intruders or unwanted advances, there's a tendency to go into your low-pitched, heavy, deep, masculine voice.
And we're here to help you develop the flexibility and skill to communicate exactly what you need in every circumstance without having to resort to your deeper voice.
And the good news is, once you master the resonance techniques, you'll automatically develop a richer, louder, more powerful voice and still sound feminine.
You know, Lynn, and that reminds me of something I've been thinking about recently. Mother tongue, a concept about how we learn our native language, our cultural and societal belongings, or our place.
As GGs, Kathy and I had the privilege of speaking the language of girl, then woman, without limitations or judgments. The larger society accepted us doing this. In fact, it was expected of us.
Exactly. But you, as a TS or TG woman, have done this behind closed doors and didn't have permission from society, nor did you have the feedback about how you sounded.
Let us help you develop your genuine feminine voice.
You are your voice. You are experiencing femininity. As you are becoming feminine, as you're revealing the true part of yourself in the world, your true voice is emerging. Part of your work, the discipline of developing your feminine voice, is catching yourself when that male sound comes through, when you're using those deep, resonant overtones.
You're forgetting who you are.
Lynn, I can't take you
Number
anywhere.
Number one, where are we going next? Number one, tell me right now.
Oh, would you be quiet, for God's sakes?